This is the continuation of session 4.
Okay, we'll do a brief meditation. Okay. Okay, so watch your breath, okay? Very, very silent, okay? Very quiet. And take refuge. Okay. We're going to take refuge in emptiness as a way of fixing our perception of Lama Sopa and his health. Okay, so take refuge in emptiness for that. And we'll talk more about it. Think about bodhicitta, especially someone you know is having, a problem. Think about them. Think about helping them. Ask your Lama to come. Mentally bow down to your Lama by thinking of some really beautiful quality to him. make them some beautiful offering. The one that pleases them the most is your practice. The highest practice is to really struggle to understand emptiness. Try to think of the worst thing you've done since we last meditated. Maybe it was a thought. And play it back to yourself like a VCR. Play it back 2-3 times. And you'll see how unnecessary it was and how much it hurt you. Then rejoice about the best thing you've done in the last few hours. It's got to be hearing number 6, I think. Ask for teachings and ask for the ability to understand teachings. And then pray that holy beings stay in your life, stay close to you. Go back to your breath. we're going to practice worldview number 5 and worldview number 6, okay? These two are better done with a problem. So focus on a problem, and we're going to take Lama Sopa's health, okay? Lama Sopa's health. So focus on that problem. Now look at it in a Gakja way. According to the lower Madhyamika school, to see it the wrong way, try to practice seeing it the wrong way, that would be that it's coming completely from its own side. Okay? And there's no way you can see anything good about it. Lama Sopa is experiencing it as a bad thing, and you're experiencing it as a bad thing. And there's no way you can affect it. And then strip away the gakcha, strip away the non-existent quality, and see it in the lower Madhyamika way. Now, according to them, the right way to see it is that there is a problem there, but we have a choice about how we look at it. You see, we can think that Lama Sopa is testing us, or we can think that the fact that Lama Sopa is trying to show us our own impermanence or something like that. So think of it, try to think of it that way. That there's a reason why he's doing that. And that he's also, to himself, he doesn't feel well either. But he's doing it on purpose to help us. Thank you. Now go up to Prasangika. Go up to worldview number 6. Focus on Lama Sopa's health again. And now, according to the highest meaning of emptiness, see it the wrong way. Look at it the wrong way. Lama Sopa sees himself as being ill, and you see Lama Sopa as ill. And that's coming from its own side. So you must be seeing it the same way. He must feel as ill as you see him as ill. Because it's an externally real thing. It's coming from its own side. So he's experiencing illness, and you're watching him be ill, and it's the same thing, the same illness. Now strip away the gacha, forget that self-existent stupid idea, and go to the highest meaning of emptiness, which is that you may see Lama Sopa as ill, and that doesn't mean at all that he's seeing it the same way. Okay? You're seeing a pen, it doesn't mean that there's no bone there or no golden light there. Maybe Lama Sopa would see the pen completely different. So understand and focus on that there is no base reality. There's Lama Sopa's body, and then Lama Sopa is seeing it as his holy body, and he's seeing it as something beautiful, young, healthy. For all you know, he's seeing himself as a 16-year-old Tara. And then from your side, you're seeing your Lama be ill and aging. And then keep your eyes closed. Keep meditating. Then we have to talk about what's the real way to improve his health as we see it. Because it's no fun to see your Lama sick. And it's downright dangerous to have your Lama sick. Because if Lama Sopa wasn't with us, it would be a total disaster. So try to think of what karma would fix that. And one is all the things that were on the board. I mean, protecting the lives of other things. You see, you're not collecting karma for him, which is impossible. You're collecting karma for you to see him healthy, which is totally possible. You can make him healthy by protecting life. And that's exactly the smartest way to make him healthy. Okay? Perfect. Madhyamika, perfect emptiness, number six. Okay. Then on a higher level, his main nature is Dharmakaya. And it's very interesting. When they talk about the five worst bad deeds you can do, one is trying to hurt a Buddha, and one is trying to break up the Sangha, trying to break up Buddhists, split them. And they say the first one is bad because it's an attack on Nirmanakaya. It's an attack on the form that a Buddha takes. And they say the second one is bad because it's an attack on the Dharmakaya, because the main essence of an enlightened being is their Sangha. It's the Dharma, the very Dharma in the world. So if you have any kind of splitting Buddhists from each other, then you're attacking the Dharmakaya directly. It'd be the best way to hurt your Lama's health. It would be a direct attack on the Dharmakaya to have any kind of bad feeling or friction between students, between their disciples, and that would cause their health to get worse. In your view, which for you is reality, and if it goes too far, then you don't have a Lama to help you. So right now we'll do a purification, okay, and that will make his health better, and then you should continue it. You know, one way would be to go to someone that you've had a problem with, if you had harsh words with them, and go apologize to them, and that would be one way to help his Dharmakaya. But even more important is to mentally think of them in a good way, as being your brother or your sister, your Dharma brother or your sister, and he's your father. And so mentally, do a meditation now, a brief one. Choose someone that you had a problem with in this Dharma family. Admit it, and then change your viewpoint of them. You know, try to mentally forgive them for what they did to you or what you did to them, and admit it, and in your own mind, finish it now. Okay, and that would be a very powerful karma to help his Dharmakaya. And then later, it's no problem if you go in and apologize verbally also. Okay, make up with them. But if you really want to fix Lama Supa's health, this is even very subtle disagreements among the disciples is very bad. So try to imagine a few, and then mentally dedicate yourself to love the other person. Because the main thing is that mentally you love them. And then physically, verbally, if you get a chance to talk to them and make up, then good. But for his Dharmakaya, this is the most powerful karma you can collect. And because he's empty, you can change his health. And this is enlightened way of approaching his health. You can't change his health with medicine or other things like that. If they work, it's because you did this meditation. And then bring that lama that was sitting with you, bring them to the top of your head. They get smaller and smaller and face the same way as you. Then ask them to come down into your heart, meaning at the level of your heart and behind your heart, closer to your backbone. And they get very, very small and staying in a tiny capsule there like a pea. You know, like those eggs with the glass front or something. You can see them inside. And they're very, very happy. And then this light starts coming out of their heart, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and it spreads. And blesses everyone in this area, all the humans, the other creatures. I personally, when I'm on the West Coast, I send some into the Pacific and bless all of those beings to have a lama like Lama Sepa. Okay, then we dedicate that. Okay. Okay, and then try to do that meditation, okay? I mean, continue that meditation, all right?
This is the end of session 4.